Okay. All right, everybody, welcome to my favorite time of the month with my soul sister, Joni Eisinger, on Soul Luminous Radio. I'm Michelle Rover. And Joni, welcome.
Thank you.
I did a post today. I think you saw it on prepare to harness the power of the full flower moon. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has noticed, emotions are revving up. This is fertile ground right now. The flower moon is about fertility and creativity and lots and lots and lots of emotion. So it's kind of like really kind of revving its way up. And this happens to be a blue moon, which is actually three full moons in one season. It's not defined by two full moons in one month, although that does happen. So this is a blue moon, and it's going to be a big one, and it's going to be a powerful one. I know it is already for me, judging by my work day today. Lots of people were suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't one of them, though, so I was glad about that. So, Joni, before I wax on and on about that, why don't you, for people's benefit, just give us a real quick intro about what you do and what they can expect, how you can help. Yep.
Sure. Well, my name's Joni Eisinger, and I'm out of Central New Jersey, and I'm a healer and a psychic. And I used to be a therapist who didn't believe in any of this until I was gifted with many abilities. So this is what I do for a living now, and I love to do radio where I can assist in awakening people en masse. So not only am I doing a reading or a healing for one person, but with the other people that are listening, and then post-show in podcast form, many more people also get the opportunity to learn and heal as well. So what can people expect? Any question is on the table. Anything. I also do general readings where if a person doesn't know what to ask, I go in, meaning that I switch on my channel and Joni moves over to the side and I bring in ones of the highest of Christ-like consciousness, divine ones, archangels, ascended masters, guides, departed ones, elementals, star beings, etc. And as a collective, they come in and they offer you whatever you need to hear, whatever is for your highest good. So that's what I do. You can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com, where you can find out more about what I can offer as well. So
awesome.
That is it in a nutshell. So really, Michelle, for those new people, it's just if anyone wants a reading, raise your hand. What is it? Press star?
Press star two. Thank you. Let me go back. Press star two to raise your hand, and I will see your hand raised. No one else can see you here, but I'm the host, so I get to have the super duper control panels back here. And there is someone raising their hand right now. I know who it is.
Let's get that going.
Okay, so let's see, Claudia. I have unmuted you. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, so aren't I. Thursdays aren't always a good night for me, but it seems like the stars were aligned, and this is
there
where I'm
go.
Supposed to be at this point in time.
Well, how
so
can I assist?
Well, I think I probably need a general reading.
Okay.
But with that said, there seem to be some big changes and shifts happening in my life, and I just kind of want to know what to expect or how to move through
mm-hmm.
them with as much ease as is reasonable.
Okay. So as you were talking, I just started going in already, and I heard them. They were saying, hold on tight, like buckle up. You know, you're okay. Going for a ride, you're shifting, but what I see you doing is you're checking your buckle. Like, are you sure that I'm safe? Am I really safe? Do you really have me? Like, is this really okay? So what you need to be aware of, I don't know if you're conscious of this, so you'll share. Do you doubt that the shifts that you're going through are either going to really come off or they're going to be for your highest good or both?
Yes, I'd say that's accurate.
Okay.
We're approaching retirement, and okay. It's like, you know, do we have that financial safety to just do it?
Okay. So what I get is, in a way, you do. You've counted your pennies. You've done your budgeting. They want you to take a look over again. I think something needs to be spliced. I don't know what you are doing. There might have been an error in your financial budgeting, or there's a spending thing that's going on that there might be a competitor where you could get something for less.
Okay.
It could be insurance. Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something you might be overpaying. Boy, I wish I had that channel. That's really, really good channel. They're like saving you money. This is like a Geico commercial.
We're actually considering finishing over our garage into another room, and we've had quite a range of quotes.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. So check out the competitors. Check out, and you will get a good quote. You're going to find a reasonable quote, and that, I think, is going to make all the difference. Because do you feel that you have done really good, I don't want to use the word penny pinching, but where you've been very accountable?
Yes.
You've watched things. I'm not saying scrutinized and penny pinched, but you've been mindful. You've been mindful, but this is, I don't want to say it's a deal breaker, but some of these decisions you will fine tune, and you'll see that you can save more money going with a lesser and get an equal value. Still, also, with any of your spending, go over your expenditures, your monthly expenditures. There's something I think you're overpaying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a certain rate, and I don't know if it needs to be adjusted, and you'll save more money. Boy, that's really good. So that's what's in your control, and that will help very much. So in terms of things, the retirement stuff, it feels comfortable to me. You've done your due diligence at your end.
Mm-hmm.
Know that they've got you. You've done your part. Certain changes also I feel are quite swift. Does that make sense? There's something that kind of speeds up and then boom.
Yes, quite suddenly my daughter and son-in-law will be moving back to the East Coast from Chicago. My daughter accepted a job offer in Boston, and it'll be the first time our family will be reunited in the same state in 16 years.
Oh, how blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the swift that I see. So that change comes, and it's a pretty reunion. I like that. Can I make this the hair raising? I'm frustrated. I'm tired. I'm confused. This is really going to be all okay when the dust settles. What is this going to look like? And I see calm afterwards. It's this tumult now. It's a little dizzying. Do you walk?
Yes.
Are you a walker for exercise?
That is part of what I do, and I used to walk every day with our dog, but our dog passed several weeks ago.
I am very sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to walk, and you might not have been walking because of?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to walking. He's with you. Is this a he or a she?
It's a she.
She. She's with you. She'll be there. There are a lot of energies that are attached. It's beautiful. When the sun shines, I hear a woof. It's wonderful. You need to get back out. You need to do the walk, and I think that's part of the grieving process. But she's around. She's sniffing. There's a lot of sniffing going on. Was she a hound?
She was a black lab golden mix.
Okay, because I am not a dog owner, but I get sniffing, so they give me metaphors and I have to try and interpret. Hounds do a lot of sniffing, so not a hound. But I see a lot of sniffing, so it's wonderful.
When
yeah,
we
and
call
and
her walk,
pardon?
We used to call her walks sniffer walks.
There you go.
We used to go for
sniffer walks. And there's the sniffing. And you need to take a walk. That's the validation. So you go and you get your exercise, go out, be outside. She's there. She wants you to know that all is well. She sees you as a little girl, so I think that there's another lifetime where you held her when she was a puppy, and you were a little girl. So she's fondly remembering that, and she's holding you the way you held her. She's reminiscing. It's beautiful. So there's a lot of love going to you. So all is well. All is well, and see if you could get out and do that walk, and if you need to bring tissues, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to sit in some of the places where she was and just go there. But she's happy. She's fine.
Oh, good.
She's doing a lot of things. A lot of running. A lot of running, playing some games, but there's a lot of running. We got some sniffing going on, and there's a tide pool. So for some reason, she's in a tide pool, and she's thinking it's hysterical. You know, one of those that
go around
the circle?
Mm-hmm.
Where,
yep.
You know what those things like the kiddie pools where you run and run and run, and then after a while you don't have to do it and everyone's just spinning and spinning? She's in a tide pool, having a pisser.
I love it.
That is she. And you are fine. So you buckle up and you don't have to check to see whether the buckle's tight enough. They've got you. They've got your family. It's beautiful unfoldment. You're a little rattled. There's tumult. I see peace. I see great things. A lot of hand-holding, happiness, and peace. You're good.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope this assisted.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Claudia. Wow, a lot of stuff going on for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry about your dog, but
three weeks shy of her 13th birthday.
No, I missed you, girl, and I'm glad that you called in. And I just want to remind everyone that when you stand up and receive the gift of a reading and healing from Joni, you are serving everyone who is here. So everyone's reading affects everyone who is listening now, and even if you listen on the replay, so some part of you is being served. So it's we're all in it together. So thanks again, Claudia, so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Air.
Okay, so if you would like the gift of a reading from Joni, let her guide you or tap into your guides. If you have some questions, the more specific you can be, the better. You want to press *2 to raise your hand. Press *2 to raise your hand, and I will see your hand raised, and then I will call on you with the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay. We have another one here. Last 4 digits are 7315, so I am unmuting you now. This caller is from Morristown, New Jersey, 7315. You're on the air.
Hi, Joni. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Gina.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help?
So I met with you not that long ago and had gotten so much incredible insight, and I have just been thrown for such a loop, and I just don't understand what's going on. I have a significant other who seemed to be, as you said, an angel, and I just went through his phone and saw him sexting everyone and their mother. And old girlfriends, new friends, and that he claimed were innocent friendships, and he's trying to say this is all innocent. He's only doing this for attention and that I'm his whole world, and he's really just spinning out of control, trying to tell me he never touched any of these people, and he, whatever. So I kind of want to unload him and just get rid of him and just forget I ever met him.
How did you meet him?
We ran into each other. He was a client at my job. Sorry, he was a vendor for my business.
Okay. I'm going to go in. Thank you for that. I'm going to go in. Let's see. Very interesting. I don't remember my channels. Had I said to you that he's an angel or he's an incarnated angel?
You
or
said
he's
that
an
I
angel
was
on your path, and I said it more metaphorically versus literally.
I think it might have been metaphorically, yeah.
Okay. So he is stewarding for you. He is being a steward. He is like a test case, a subject case. So he comes into your life, and he offers you this experience that you've had, very interesting experience. And then this erupts. And then you get the opportunity to make a decision. It's about you. This isn't about him. You can, and this is for everyone. You know, when something happens, we often, the finger pointing and they and they and they. Well, this is an earth school. So everyone gets the opportunity to learn from what someone else has done. So let's put the mirror back on you and take a look at this. Now, we could look at it in a few ways. Sometimes a person comes on our path, a significant person, significant action or word, deed, and we can look at it and ask, do I do that to myself? So he betrayed you, and he's also coming up with, he's lying to you. So I would ask, do you ever betray yourself or lie to yourself, which is similar? Might you do that to yourself?
Yes, I believe I do.
Okay, so he is being a steward. He's being of service. Thank you so much, so-and-so, for showing me an unhealed, projected part of me. That is, so our realities, you know, for those of you who don't know, this is a movie. We are projecting out our healed and unhealed parts to our movie screen. And we've got the happy healed and the unhappy unhealed. And so when something goes awry, we go, oh, let's see whether that is something that's unresolved within me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. So your 3D work, your third dimensional physical work in this lifetime, this incarnation now, is to address it. How you betray yourself, how you're not there for yourself, and how you might dupe yourself, delude yourself, lie to yourself. And this channel, I think you know because we've met, but for those people who don't know the way Joni channels, it's not with judgment. It's with love. It just is. It is. They're just talking. That's all it is. Grouping. That's all they're doing. So it's not with finger pointing. No, if you don't fix this, then you're damned. It's none of that stuff. It's that, oh, yeah, you know, well, you're in this earth school, and you chose to come here, and now we've got this, so you're aware of it now. So now you get free will choice to do what you'd like with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the healing part of this. Now, in terms of the to-do, they say, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know. And the other part that Joni found as an oxymoron is when he is sexting everyone and his mother, but he says, you're my one and only.
Mm-hmm.
This does not compute. If you were my one and only and you're heavily invested in the one and only, you wouldn't be doing that. So actually that comment really cancels itself out based on his behavior. So
Right. When
I was in social work school, we learned that you need to take a look at a person's actions and their words and whether they're congruent. And if a person's actions and words are incongruent, there's something up.
Mm-hmm.
Something's up here. But they do say to you, and they're not spoon-feeding and telling you what to do because they just don't. Unless
right.
people are in danger, then they tell them what to do. You know what to do.
I do.
They say, Maha, you know what to do. So you go inside, you go with your gut, your heart knowing. And you think about it, you feel it. The heart knowing, I take that back. The heart is not the thinking. The head is the thinking. You feel it out. That was a self-correction. And then you will know.
Okay.
All is well. This was to come up. This was to be placed before you. And it's interesting that I didn't get that, which is really quite amazing. So for people who've had readings before with me or other, and you go to them and, you know, the story is told, but then something else comes up and you go, wait a minute, they didn't tell me that that was going on. Well, normally that if something is then revealed without the psychic being having it revealed to them through a channel, it's that it wasn't for them to tell them, wasn't for them mm-hmm. to bring it to light. It was for
right.
the person to experience it themselves.
Right. It would never have worked had I heard it. It's something that I needed to see.
You needed to see this. It had to be an in-person. You had to stumble upon this yourself, and it would not have come from me. And they say you're fine, that your future is still paved, that because of this, there's no trouble. There's light and joy and happiness in your future. That if you do choose to eliminate this person from your life, there will be happiness and joy.
Excellent.
And I hope
that's what I thought.
Good.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey pie, and it's good to hear from you.
You as well.
Thank you.
I'm hugging you. Yeah, hang in there regarding that. That's a shocker.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I love Joni, the fact of the stewardship thing of they're bringing to you what you do to yourself. I mean, that mm-hmm. is a great perspective to have in any kind of betrayal or kind of emotionally inflammatory situation where we're getting so upset, asking those questions of ourselves or looking inward in that way. It's so hard to do, right? Because you get shocked, but it.
Human nature is the finger pointing. It's to externalize and say, that mofo, and you go on and you get all riled up. And then you get into it and it changes. Then if you look at it, you know, from this perspective, and you remind yourself, wait a minute, oh, yeah, this is a healing school. Oh, yeah, I'm here to learn. Wait a minute, stop. And then you flip it and you say, if this person did this to me, do I do it to myself?
Right, right. Wow. Okay.
If a person fires you at your job, then you can go, how do I cut myself off? How do I defeat myself?
Right.
How
Those
do I stop
questions.
Myself? How do I end success? How do I eliminate? And if the answer is not that you do it, if you can't come up with an affirmative, then it might be that you're there to be a role model for them. Could be karma from another lifetime, that it's a replay, and you're there to forgive yourself and forgive them and release that energy.
Awesome. Okay, so we do have a few more people here that I'm hoping are going to raise their hand. So everyone, press *2 to raise your hand if you'd like the gift of guidance of channel healing from Joni. Already we've had two really good, right on, awesome calls. I know I've been helped by both of them myself. So step up to the plate. We only have 35 minutes left, so don't be shy if you want to receive Joni's guidance. Press *2 to raise your hand. I will see your hand raised, and I will refer to the last four digits of your phone number and tell you that. Okay. So people are a little.
I think people are listening.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you know what? I'll just start talking here a little bit.
Sure.
And everybody, as you're listening, if I strike a chord or Joni strikes a chord and you want to raise your hand, raise your hand. I can always talk to Joni later. I want you guys to get the advantage of receiving this here tonight. So it's all about you guys. It's not about me. So for star two to raise your hand, if you would like the gift of a reading or guidance from Joni. So I was witness to a bunch of people around me just, oh my God, like talk about tornadoes, like cyclones of just frustration and emotion and unpredictability, people getting sick, getting injured, you know, scheduling changes. And it indirectly affects me, but I got to witness this in this emotional tumult of what I experienced today at my sister's business in her campground. They're waiting on this deal to come through. It definitely affects me in a good way if it goes through, and great if it doesn't, but either way, but there was so much frustration and so much real crying and like yelling, and people were like, and it was all over something that was, you know, someone got sick and they got hurt. It wasn't like there was a lack of compassion because they were so kind of survival instinctual about their own lives that they were so self-absorbed that there wasn't room for kind of anyone else. So I'm wondering if you can tap into that. I don't see any hands raised yet right now, but I feel like this is all part of that full moon, and it's time to take a look at our patterns and try to resolve these things. And it just struck me. I was in the middle of it going, wow, I've been here before with myself.
Well, just also add that it seems that there is solar flare activity yesterday and today on top of what is going to be a full moon. So it's crazy. The energies are insane, and I felt extremely overwhelmed for several hours today. Extremely, and I didn't know where it came from.
Had
no idea, and also a little bit yesterday, I was a little bit concerned. I'm like, what is going on? This isn't normal. It just doesn't feel right at all. Like, what could this be? So I'm going to go into what you experienced and see if I could put some meaning to it.
What I get from this collective, we'll call it, this group that you experience, but it feels like it's a micro of the macro of what's going on in the collective consciousness, is that people are maxed out. People are having difficulty. They only have so much capacity to handle things, and people are on edge. And they're having difficulty processing issues, and they're trying to come up with solutions. But because they might have a toxic body, they might, or toxic mind, body, spirit, if they haven't worked through issues successfully, then when something comes up, it's a trigger, and it comes out as extremely overwhelming and very confusing. And a lot of people are, like they say, having difficulty managing almost anything. Their hearts, there's a lot of heart woundedness, it seems, a lot of that. And people are, they're unable to process a lot of things. I even see people generally almost motionless, that they become immobilized, that it's too much for them. That's what I get.
That's what it was. I like that term you just used, heart woundedness, because, I mean, I know very well, I like close to the people involved here. Of course, some of them are family. And I'm like, wow, that's not even, she's so generous. And like, that's not even how she normally acts at all. I was like, oh my God, she's hurting. So even though she was kind of had a lack of compassion. She was crying, and it wasn't for herself. She was just so frustrated. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Again, having difficulty managing, it seems there are people that are triggered by all different things. I was staying at a hotel, and it was a complimentary breakfast buffet, and I needed to get a cup of juice, and there were four spigots, you know, like, I don't know, fruit punch and OJ, and I don't know what the other two things were, seltzer and something. So there was a woman that was there, and she was more over to the right, and the orange juice spigot was to the left. So I made a beeline for the left, and she moved over to the right. I got my juice, and then I stood back, and I drank it. And then the person who was managing the buffet was just joking around with the woman and said, oh, so are you causing trouble? And the woman said, no, but that woman over there slammed me against the wall to get her juice.
Whoa.
And I went over and I said, oh, I am so sorry. I thought that you were accommodating me and being nice. And then she said, no, you slammed me against the wall. And
you know
I
what?
Knew that she
oh
wasn't
my, Joni,
all
I,
there.
All right.
I knew that there was something going on. There was a personality issue here. And
but
I,
it's not only a personality issue. It's this huge, like, it's like the chasm of divisive perspective is growing.
Yes, the realities were so disparate that I couldn't go over to her world. She was in another reality. And, you know, she also said this in public, so there were some people that heard. And since they hadn't seen, they didn't know whether I was a rough-and-tumble punk. They didn't know who I was, you know.
Okay,
and, you know,
everyone, everyone, for your information, Joni's this tiny little thing.
And even if I tried to body check someone, I'd end up with some type of a joint issue in my shoulder.
And they might have thought you were a
mosquito. Would go out, my back would go out, my foot, like all the little body parts that have histories of injuries, it all would go out, and I'd be on the floor. It's not my nature.
Well,
body
that,
slamming,
so Joni, that,
slamming,
that was,
slam, breakfast slam. Breakfast
heck
slam.
Yeah, you're the breakfast slammer.
Breakfast slam, slam girls, roller derby. So the point is that when you talk about, you know, people having difficulties, I wrestled with it for a little bit that morning before I left, and I thought, wow, these are really tough times. There are people that aren't here. They're just not, they're operating, you know, I literally went towards her to a spigot, to an OJ spigot, and she went into massive victimhood. Possibly she's a PTSD or, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder woman, traumatized from, and that any person walking towards her could trigger something. I don't know. But the point is that there are a lot of people that are very challenged now. There are very high energies coming in. If people are following about the Schumann resonance, have you heard about that?
No.
The Schumann, I believe it's S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N, and then resonance, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. It's a frequency barometer, kind of like a seismograph that measures earthquake activity. This is measuring like the light quotient of the folks on Earth, and it is spiking, and we are at these peaks that have never been seen before of high vibration coming from here. Mm-hmm. So that also is related to the high energies that are coming in from the other side, mm-hmm, to help raise our vibration as a collective as we awaken in this new Earth.
Well, and you know, Joni, thanks for sharing that juice in the hotel breakfast line experience, because a couple things came to me. And one is that, yes, that woman could have been experienced PTSD and everything. Let's have a forgiving attitude. It's still very alarming when someone behaves that way. But the other thing is that I have the benefit of sharing some things with some of my clients, And, you know, a few of them complained just in the past few days. You know, my husband, he was snoring, and I asked him to roll over, and he yelled at me in the middle of the night. He doesn't even remember it. Another one was a woman wanted – asked her husband if she had gotten her some wine after work, like he usually would do, you know, on a Thursday or whatever. And he got angry that he didn't – he got angry at her for not asking him to do it.
Yes.
So my point is, it's like it's that, like, these extreme reactions to innocuous or seemingly benign things that it's like remarkable. Right now we have a hand up and it's Claudia. So Claudia, I'm gonna unmute you because you have something to share. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. I too have been experiencing this extreme reaction, and I work in the IT industry, and I do remote workshops with these very intelligent men from all over the world. And unfortunately, there are very few women. And my most recent team that I worked with today is all men. And so for me, over the last few days, there's been a lot of change and a lot of fluidity within their participation, which my initial reaction is to be incredibly frustrated and, like, really pissed off. And then I've been looking at this as an opportunity for me to just step back and to let go and accept and not try to change it, not try to make it be what I need it to be, but just accept what it is and then work from there. And that has just taken my level of anxiety and frustration and has just brought it right down.
Oh, my God. I love that, Claudia. Not look at it and try to react to it as what I need it to be, but just let it be what it is. That's exactly the energy of this coming full moon, to recognize patterns of our own behavior, but how they're playing out with other people in our lives and what we would normally kind of lunge at maybe emotionally and bring our own story into it. Can we take a few steps back and witness it? That is so awesome. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely
beautiful. Oh, my God. So thank you so much, Claudia.
You've used your discernment. That's very good. This is the serenity prayer. Can I change the situation? Well, no, it doesn't look like it, so I'm just going to let it be what it is. That's not in my control. And so when you're not pushing the river and you're just letting that crazy river flow, let's say it's a crazy river in this case, then it's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm safe. There's peace. You remain in the now. It's all good.
Oh, my God. So I'm writing this quote down. It's a Claudia Needham quote. Let it be what it is, not what I need it to be.
Right. And so this morning, to help me prepare for that, I did a grounding meditation, I did a centering meditation, and I did a loving kindness meditation for every man on my team, as well as myself, that could today flow with ease.
When's your next book?
May they feel safe. I don't write a book.
I know, honey, but you've got a lot of wisdom, honey.
So, thank you. So yeah. I had to do that. It was the way I had to support myself and protect myself.
Oh.
And, you know, the workshop today didn't produce exactly what I wanted, but yet it was like it was okay. My energy was completely drained at the end of the 7 hours. And I just removed myself from work. I went for a walk. I went for the walk I normally do with my dog. Went and my husband was with me. I've come back. I'm just having a little glass of wine while we do this. And before I got on this call, I was watching a Brené Brown Call to Courage.
Oh, I love Brené Brown.
Yeah. So, again, it was just, you know, I can't manhandle this into what I want it to be. I have to accept what is in front of me and figure out how to make the best of it for everyone concerned.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you for sharing that. I really hope that many people have heard this and took that to heart.
Awesome. So listen, thank you, Claudia. I'm going to mute you now. Thank you so much for that. Sure. That was amazing. And so we have a bunch of people who have just stepped in, and someone just raised their hand a couple of minutes ago. 5631 are the last four digits of your phone number from Conway, New Hampshire. You are on the air.
Well, hello, Michelle. It's been a while.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful.
Awesome.
I've sort of at a crossroads right now.
And what
in
is
a
your
relationship.
Name?
It's Donna.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
And I'm just wondering, Joni, if you have any guidance for me.
Now, could you be a little more specific regarding the crossroads?
Sure. I've been in a relationship on and off for about 3 years, and it's been on hiatus for about 6 months now.
Okay.
And we're at a point where we're sort of trying to decide, you know, should we try this again and go forward, or should we not?
Okay, I'm going.
And I saw.
When I go into this, you've been trying to figure something out. Is this a man?
Yes.
Is this a trust issue?
Is it a certain degree? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's,
you
that's part of the
feel like you come together for you to work on the trust thing, and it's not worked through yet. And I don't think this is over until you have an answer, until you are sure. You don't feel sure to me. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that you're looking for sure. I'm going to go. I don't know if they're going to let me know. They don't want me to go in and do your work to see whether he's trustworthy. They want you to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Certain annoy you. Certain things, certain quirky things bother you. I feel like they could change a little. He could tame a little. I feel like there's another go-around. What is it, round 10? How many rounds have you had with him?
Least.
Yeah, round. See, they channeled that because I could have said round two, round three, but they gave me a 10, and I had no idea. So it's figuring. It's still working through. There's more that has to be addressed. Maybe you need to be a little more point blank with him, a little bit more upfront. That might be what this is about, a little bit more direct. How do you feel such and such? I'd like to know. Like, really just boom, give it to him in a loving way.
Okay.
What do you?
Yeah.
Is he pussyfooting around with you too? And he's like tiptoeing?
I think a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like. If you both lay the cards out, I feel like you could both do it if you hold on. Because it's all, you know, it's uncomfortable. But there are things that both of you want to talk about. You're skirting the issue, which is normal. He's a very pleasant man, very pleasant, but there are things that have to be addressed. They have to be discussed. You're not going anywhere, honey. You're stuck with him for another round, honey. In Earth School.
Okay, well, it's good to know. I do appreciate that.
Nice guy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lovely man.
Very lovely, and I see the two of you having very interesting conversation. I just feel that if you could get this stuff out on the table, things will be revealed. There is more to be learned about this man.
Yeah,
I believe that's part of your soul contract with him. Yeah?
Yeah. It's been going on for a while.
Going on.
Yeah, interesting. Yep. You've got a good movie you're making.
Yeah, just as a point of interest, Donna, you kind of got together with this guy, I mean, around a Joni reading a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
So, and the consistency through the couple of readings that you've had over these past few years, time passes by so quickly, is that your consistent reference to him as a lovely man or a really nice guy, you know, that's, to me, as someone who cares about mm-hmm. you, that's very reassuring. So, Joni, I like mm-hmm. to give a little bit of my perspective in here when it touches me on a personal basis with some of my clients. So that's very validating because Joni doesn't remember a lot when she channels. So, and of course, you know, you've done a lot of work, Joni, but Donna was here in the beginning with this man and the advice is good. Like it's the same kind of all the way around.
Oh, I'm glad because for those of you who don't know, I don't remember my channels.
I just don't. They go in and out. I mean, it takes me working with someone a little while for me to then, you know, sometimes people like Gina who had called in didn't remember. So I have to be reminded.
Right, right.
You know, and.
But that's okay. Like, so we don't expect you to remember. But see, me witnessing these things and knowing some of the people, I remember because I'm not. You know, I'm not doing what you're doing, but, and so it's kind of nice. But it's so nice, like, for all of you listening, Joni loves to have that validation, too, because
yes.
she's human, right? Even though she has superhuman power, she's human just like the rest of us. Yeah. And so, and so it's so great for me to see and hear this going on. So, Donna, I think you've gotten some great guidance tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely that it's a reinforcement.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need that.
Did you feel that this was validation, that you had a feeling that there was another round?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. You know, after about 6 months apart, I having parted not on the best of terms, I decided to go see him about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I think we were both sort of shocked at our response to, wait a minute, you know, let's look at this again.
Beautiful.
Wait a minute, what the heck am I doing not being with you right now?
Let's think about this. So,
have a wonderful time.
Yeah, Donna. Have a great time. And we expect an update, by the way.
Oh, all right. I'll do that.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna,
you're welcome.
So much.
I'm glad you called.
Awesome. Great.
I am too. Thanks, Joni. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Donna. Okay, everybody. So we have about, if we run 3 minutes over, we have about 15 minutes left. We have a hand raised. I'm going to call on you in a minute. Press star 2 to raise your hand if you want the gift of a reading so we know how to wrap this up tonight so we can't go too far over, but a couple minutes could be nice for you. So right now we're going to unmute someone from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and the last four digits of your number are 6156. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kate.
Hi.
I got divorced. Hi. I got divorced 2 years ago. It was abrupt. I have a young family of 4 kids, and I'm doing it on my own. And I just was curious as to when I would find love.
In a few years. So what I get is that your heart is pulsing, like you're wanting this, but you're not necessarily sure. Is there a little part of you that isn't sure you want to do this again? It could be very little.
Yeah, I mean, of course you are cautious, but
totally.
I would love that for myself, but I also don't want to deny it for my kids. Like, it would be nice for them to have other support since their dad is not involved that much.
Right. This is coming not yet. I'd say in about 2 years you start doing more, but right now it's still cocooning and healing. You're getting yourself settled. This is what they say. Tell me if this even makes sense. Do you need to freshen your wardrobe?
Yes, a little bit.
There you go. They know what's in your closet. Isn't that cool? But they don't stalk us. Okay. So, yeah, don't worry. There aren't cameras. None of that stuff. So that it's you're going to take time out. It's a readjustment, and it's a freshening of your mind, body, and spirit. And it's getting in the swing of things. And I'm feeling a little better. Ooh, this is it. And you're it's healing. And it's getting interest. It's getting it going. The juices will get flowing. It's quite interesting what you're going to be going through. Your kids are fine. They're fine without the male figure. You're going to be doing this for you first, and then they get the benefits after. So this
I'm very confident outgoing, so that part is not. But I'm kind of torn between, you know, dating is just it's a time investment that you don't want to take away from your kids, but then I also don't want to be a hermit either.
You are a honey pie. You are mindful. You are thoughtful about your kids. You're taking them into consideration. I don't see you're ripping them off with time and dating getting in the way and then mommy's not there. I don't see this.
Okay.
I see you've got a great story you're making. You are very thoughtful, and as a result of your thoughtfulness, your mindfulness with your children first and their needs, you will be doing this. You'll be working around them, yet you still come first. So your needs, your interest in finding a loving partner, that's the most important is you, yet your decisions are going to be made based around your children and what they need as well. So you're there for them. I don't see any abandonment. I see it's remarkable. They keep saying you're very thoughtful.
Okay.
And dream big, meaning go for the gusto with the type of man you're looking for. That if you're looking for a real beaut in whatever you call a beaut, just think it and believe it and know it. And imagine that you will be receiving someone that is adorable and conscious. They are woke. They are woke and they're blessed. But they come in a little while. You're not ready. It's not time. But you are fashioning an incredible movie, and I'm really happy for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You'll be doing a few dates. You'll be going on a few. There are going to be some that are quite interesting. That's a euphemism for, oh, boy. But don't worry about it. You'll be safe. There's nothing that's bad. Nothing that's bad. But you need to just get in there, and you will. You meet someone, good person, genuine. They're very excited, and then you just sit down for coffee and you just start talking and it feels right.
Great.
I hope
that's a few years. It's not like 20 years. It's
no, I get like 2 years. No, 20, honey. No. It's just you glide into it. It's amazing that maybe you feel lonely in a certain way, but then there's a peace that you have because you're healing. And then hopefully with this channel that you go, well, yeah, I kind of get what they're saying. Yeah, like I'm liking this. I have peace now. I'm settling. Like the dust is settling. My energy, it's coming back and I'm healing and I'm starting to smile and have genuine laughs, and I'm not as worried. And that's when all of that arranges, that's when it's time. That's when it happens. The recipe.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. It's very helpful.
Yeah, we all are. We are. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. Your courage and your desire to make a difference in your own life and asking questions for guidance through Joni, being able to access that helps all of us. And I just want to reiterate that for everyone, you stepping up to the plate, asking for help or for guidance or advice or just a look in helps everyone who's listening. Now, we have just under 10 minutes left. That means we're going to go over the hour of 5 minutes, and we still have quite a few people on the line. If anyone would like the gift of a reading, healing from Joni, now is the time to press *2 to raise your hand. Otherwise, your chance will be over. So hopefully you guys are going to be taking advantage. Here we go. We got another courageous soul stepping up to the plate. I'm unmuting you. This is from Denver, Colorado. And your last 4 digits of your phone number are 5032. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling to ask more about my mom. She's got some chronic lung issues and gets pneumonia regularly. And I'm just wondering what might be underneath all of that. Just looking for some guidance and healing.
Okay, so the first thing that I would say, because I would, is I do not aim to cure. Please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, now that I've said that, I'm going in. First question before I go in, how long has she had this?
About 30 years.
And is this asthma related? Is this COPD? Is this bronchiolitis, history bronchitis?
It's more, it's called bronchiectasis. It's kind of like cystic fibrosis type of lung condition.
30 years, and how old is she?
73.
She's had it since she's about 40, and does she have a history of smoking?
No.
History of TB?
Or nope.
Exposure to Hep C?
Yes, actually. Her ex-husband had hepatitis C, but so only exposure in that sense.
Okay. Going in. And her ex-husband was before and during when she had this?
Yes.
Okay,
yep,
I'm going in.
They were married at the time, and that's when really the issues were exacerbated before they ended up getting divorced.
And was he treated for the Hep C?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going in. Okay, so she didn't pre-birth plan to have this. So before she incarnated, she didn't say, hey, I want this. So I'm going to see what she's dealing with here. I'm going into another lifetime. Did she have pneumonia in this lifetime before that 40 years when it started?
Yeah, a few times. I think she was kind of sick as a child, but the illness really set in about 40, where it's just been chronic since then.
Now, the pneumonia that she had when she was a child, were people – was this a household that was, like, loud and rowdy? Or did they go on trips a lot?
No.
Okay, because I get raring to go. So I want to see what
this
is.
Oh, well, that's her for sure. She is raring to go.
Oh, so that was she. She was raring to go, and then she got pneumonia. This pneumonia kicked her butt.
Yeah.
And you said she had it twice as a child?
I'm not sure. I know she had health issues
sickly
as a child. I don't know if it was full-fledged pneumonia at the time she was a child, but she had, like, asthma and lungs.
Yeah, okay, so there's the going in regarding this, because it debilitated her early and her lungs were just fluey. I feel like she had a flu, influenza, breathing. Let's find out what the symbolism is for I can't breathe. I don't want to know.
And it's always been with stopped her in her life from doing more.
were her lungs.
Yeah.
She was very sick, and as a result, it stopped everything. So I want to go into what she doesn't want to see and know. Truth. Why is she scared? Too much. What's the overwhelmment? The bustle. So you know how you said she's very hurried?
Yes.
The rush. And you know how I asked whether there's a family that's all bustly? I'm going to go in because I feel like there's a lifetime where it's too much. It's frenetic. And I feel like she became that way from another lifetime and she couldn't breathe.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey. Hang on. I want to see if this is a metaphor. Is it? No. Okay, let's go cosmic. Let's go cosmic, Michelle, at the end of the show. You ready? Okay, here we go. She was a sparrow. She was a sparrow in another lifetime. She was on a statue, and people were taking pictures of her. And she could not, she was mortified, she was immobilized, and she wanted to get out of there. Let's see, she was a female sparrow. Mortified, she stood still, she was frozen. It was so scary for her. They just kept flashing. Finally, she took off, but there was like this horror. She then chose another lifetime to have it be the opposite of being immobilized and frozen, which is to always be running. Then she ends up with an illness that immobilizes her. So she has had difficulty. It's karma. She had difficulty making sense of the situation with the human beings, with the taking the pictures of her and the flashes, the camera, and trying to flee. She said difficulty with it's the fright or flight. That's been her thing. So in this lifetime, it's been flight, and in other lifetimes, it's been fright. I'm going to work with her higher self to release the karma. The sparrow lifetime and any others across time and space, that other bustly family, big bustly family thing going on where it was too frenetic. And then this one as well, if she has any unforgiveness towards herself or other. And we ball them all up across time and space where she's frozen or she's too much, she's too on. Where she hasn't found the balance, where she's afraid, where she stops herself, where she limits herself, where she belittles herself, where she's judging people and she's judging herself. And she's, I'm talking to her higher self. Forgive yourself. There you go. Sadness. Forgive everyone and everything. There are all those people that were taking the pictures, especially. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Do you hold her hand?
Not often.
Holding her hand helps give her information. The energy that you transfer through your palm is going into her and it goes to her heart. So every now and then you could be like, hey, let me give you a hand massage, or let me hold your hand, or are you cold? Let me feel, are you warm? Let me warm you up. Or hey, let's go for, let me
right.
Let me tell you a story, and then you hold her hand. Or hey, I just want to give you some good loving energy, and you hold her hand. That assists.
Right.
Now, if the last bit's here, she has fear. And there's a lot of suffering, so you can pray. She's gone through this in many lifetimes of illness. A lot of flus. She's gotten the flu a lot.
Interesting.
Jugular vein was once, I think she could have been impaled. There are a lot of issues here regarding talking, blowing her nose, getting heard, being seen. even tactile. Sometimes it feels like her fingers, like she doesn't feel things when she touches them. I don't know if that's from medicine that she's on, where she gets numb.
Yeah.
Does she have neuropathy?
I think so. And very thin, thin skin and
weak membranes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the illnesses and the meds combined, and then you throw fear in and it just chokes her. So this is where it's important for you as the daughter. There are no victims here that we know coming into these lifetimes. We know what the landscape is. We know what the layout is, and we make plans. Other things we don't make plans, but since we know where we are in all of our incarnations, before we incarnate, we go, well, there are chances that could happen, and this could happen, this could happen. So she knew before coming in her history of the fear, the immobilization, and the being too rush, and trying to find the center. And she knew that her body there were compromised parts to her body. But she's a brave soul that came in to work on things. So you pray. You wish her well. You send her love. Send angels to her. You could talk to her higher self when she's not around and say, hey, I hope you can work through your stuff. I'm rooting for you. May you heal.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope this assisted.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We have all benefited from the courage of you asking for help. And everyone else who stepped up to the plate tonight, thank you, Joni. We have to end now. It's 7:06. We've gone a little over with full hearts and you know, generosity, because we've had an incredible audience as well as so many courageous souls who stepped up to the plate to participate and ask for guidance. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And I think we'll be seeing each other in the fall in our next radio show, correct?
Yeah, so our next radio show will be in September because we usually take the summer off. People are running about. We've done this before, and not many people show up. I'm so happy that we've had so many people. If you have a request, if you're like, please don't stop the show, please don't stop it for the summer, then you can Facebook me. So Luminous Radio, Michelle Rober. I have three Facebook pages, or Joni's White Light Healing. And of course, a few of you have called in tonight who have already had readings by Joni, personal readings, in addition to readings that you may have had on the air. And I encourage you, this is a window into what Joni can do, to the guidance that she can access, to what she can channel. And so I highly recommend, as I would to any of my clients who are just asking me a few questions, trying to feel out the process, make the commitment, make the investment in yourself, take that extra step to go in depth and get a reading from Joni personally, so you can spend a half an hour, 45 minutes or an hour with her, either Skype, over the phone, or in person if you're fortunate enough to do that. It's the most effective way. You've only had a taste of her talents and a taste of what you can do to change your own life. So in that vein, we're going to sign off. Joni, anything you'd like to add?
Well, again, you can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, it's Joni Isinger. That's E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R. And just tell me in the message section how you found me.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, enjoy this full moon. You've learned a lot tonight. Emotions are running high, but it is time to identify those patterns. Take a step back, as Claudia actually showed us what to do. Don't make it what you need it to be. Just let it be what it is and see how you can better yourself by being witness to it and do something that's different, right? Let's not keep reacting the same way.
Right.
With that, love, healing, grace, peace, and enjoy the full moon. And I can't wait to hear back feedback on our Facebook pages. And again, feel free to contact either one of us through Facebook or through our websites. Thank you so much. Have a great night.